Hey there, this is Terry Cowley, weekday breakfast presenter on 1FM Shepparton. Thanks for checking out this podcast. It was recorded live as part of the Brekkie Show, which you can catch 6 to 9am Monday to Friday. Now, all week this week I've been talking about National Palliative Care Week. It's Australia's largest annual awareness-raising initiative to increase understanding of the many benefits of palliative care. The tagline this year is, "It's your right." I have Tasha Sidebottom with me now. Good morning, Tasha.
Good morning.
And you're a person who has used palliative care. You came into contact with GV Hospice Care,
which
is our local non-profit organisation that is charged with offering 24-hour, 7-day-a-week free palliative care, which is amazing, isn't it?
It is. It's fantastic that a community organisation can do something like that. So,
can you tell me how you came into contact with GV Hospice?
I first got diagnosed with cancer myself in 2014. So I went through a lot of chemo, surgeries, some different procedures, and to the point where my mother was my carer. And I was on that many medications and things that my mum needed help. And so we rang hospice, and they were fantastic. They would come to the house whenever we needed them, probably every second day if I needed them, and just to help out and support and with the medications and any services that were required, or to help me with exercise or trying to get me much better and off the bed, pretty much.
So, I guess it's one of the key points about the service they offer is that support for family. It's not just about the patient, is it?
No, it's not just about the patient. I think that's more important, really, to be around the family, because they have to look after their own mental health as well to be able to look after the patient. So I think that's very, very important.
So how long were you sick for? And obviously you look very healthy now.
I'm doing really well now, so I'm cancer-free. So I was pretty much 4 or 5 years,
wow,
I think, on and off.
That's a long period.
It was. I had bowel cancer and it spread to the liver. So I was at stage 4 when I was first diagnosed. And then I had chemo for nearly 8 months. Then I was on tablet form, and that's sort of my body got immune to it. Then I had a bit of surgery, and then I had another procedure called CERT, which is like radiation, but little beads into the groin up into the liver. So it's not actual like the normal radiation that you have. So that eats away, those little beads eat away at the cancer in the liver. Everything pretty much worked, but I had every side effect you could possibly have. So I was in the 2% percentile of people where everything went wrong with everything, but in the end I'm still here, and yeah, it's been great. So
at the beginning, what kind of a prognosis were you given?
At that stage they weren't too sure, so we did give get the quality versus quantity life sort of talk at one stage. So I had to make a decision whether pack the kids up, go for a holiday, take them around the world or whatever, or do I try and fight it as much as I can and then go from there. So I decided to fight it, and I'm a pretty positive person, and everything's always got a good outlook. So
it must have been,
I think that helped.
I would have for sure.
Yeah.
Must have been really challenging having two young kids.
Oh, it was. I had a 6-year-old and 9-year-old at that stage, and I think the hardest bit for them would have been to see that I was sick, but they only saw the medication side of me being sick. So trying to explain to them that it's the medication making me sick, they're too young to understand.
No, they'd be like, well, if it's making you sick, Mum, don't take it.
Yeah, exactly.
Yes.
And yeah, and just to see me, I was just fatigued on the couch, couldn't get up, had no energy, and they couldn't figure out why I just wasn't myself.
And your mum basically had to step into that breach.
Yeah, I've got a fantastic ex-husband, and he took over full-time with the kids at one stage, and then at one point, I moved in with my mum, and my dad moved into my house to look after the kids. So it's a family thing. So yeah, it's not just me with the cancer; it's the whole family, friends, and everyone. So
what was GV Hospice able to do for you?
Oh, look, they were just fantastic. So basically, like I said, they were there to help mum. Just the de-stress, like when they came around, it was so good. And it was good to have someone that knew what was happening with us. They could talk to me. I didn't actually have a support worker as such, like a volunteer is what I want to do. So it was more the nurses coming in and doing it themselves at that stage. But there was another aspect of it where there's a group of people that bake and cook, and like every 6 weeks. So you get like a little package, and even that was just brilliant. You know, it's just anything that helps, really.
How much of it is practical and how much of it is emotional? Because it must be, you know, you must see them come in and just a weight is lifted a little bit.
It is, yeah. I mean, you know, most of the time I was just too sick to care, really. But just to see help from from the family side, I don't think mum could have done it without them. So, and the nurses in there and the volunteers, they're just fantastic, and they're so personable, and they take it on board as if you're their family. It's not just you're a client and they come and just look after you. So, and they're always ringing if we need help, or, and they're always there. So within, you know, 24 hours, if we need them, they're there. So
it is pretty incredible that it's 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and it's free.
It is,
like,
yes.
We don't, I think a lot of people in our community, and myself included, until I looked into this, we just have no idea how lucky we are to have that service. Well, we won't know until we need it.
No, that's right. And a lot of people can't afford it too. So,
I mean,
we're very lucky.
Then you think about America, how much this kind of service would cost.
Yes.
Places like that.
Yeah.
So you've been so motivated by that experience that you had that you're now wanting to volunteer with GV Hospice.
I have. Care. I've hopefully I'll start training next month. So I basically want to give back to what they did for me. As I mentioned before, one of my best friend's brothers passed away just recently. And just being around the family and just seeing what they're going through, I feel the need that I just want to support them, and I can do that with everyone, and I just want to do what I can, pretty much.
So you'd be one of the volunteers that would come in at an end of life situation?
Yeah, or not even to the point of end of life, like just say there's a husband caring for his wife and he wants some respite, and he just like I said, he needs his own mental health as well to help look after the wife, so he might want to go and play golf or just go and have a beer down the pub with the boys or something, and then that's where I come in and just sit with them, so they know that there's always someone there and they can help out.
So your experience of receiving that care from GV Hospice has motivated you, but I would imagine you've also got a real connection with people going through this because you've been through some of the same things.
I think I've got a much better understanding because I've been on that side. I know where they're at, how they're feeling. Cancer's different for everybody and affects everyone differently. We could have the same cancer, but it depends on the person, the body. But I can just go from what I've been through just to help other people. Yeah.
You said that you had a pretty positive attitude and that helped a lot. Not everyone starts with that kind of mindset, do they? So
no.
That I don't know, maybe you can spread some wisdom in that respect.
Yeah, well, I'm always a positive person. I always see the best in everything, and it's just the only way. Like, I got a challenge, there was nothing I could do about it. So it got to the point where we didn't even know until we're at stage four. So if I knew any earlier, probably would have helped for me out a lot better. But yeah, you just, like I say, I just got to go with the flow, and I just had to do what I did and tried everything, and if it worked, it worked. If it didn't, it didn't. And yeah, you just got to take it on board, pretty much.
Well, yeah, it's fantastic to see you sitting here looking so healthy, and it's amazing that you're going to be back volunteering.
Yeah, thanks. Yeah, I feel really good. Finally.
Yeah, no, that would have been an incredible journey.
Yes.
It would have changed your outlook on everything, really, wouldn't it?
It has, but it hasn't. Like, a lot of people think that cancer can change a person, but I don't think it's really changed me much. I think it's just I've got to take every day as it comes, because I don't know if I'll get it back or not. That's the only sort of scared, you know, scariness about it.
So you get regular tests and...
Yeah, I'm down to once every 6 months, which is great. So, and then, but at the moment, it's just walk in, I'm doing well, see you later. So,
yep. Hopefully. And GV Hospice Care really does rely on a lot of fantastic volunteers, and it's great that you're going to be joining those ranks.
Yeah, hopefully. I've heard that I'm one of the youngest, so, and I'm 47, so that was a little... yeah, a bit shocking to hear. I thought there'd be a lot of younger people out there. So hopefully we can get some younger people volunteer, because it's not only the elderly that are in palliative care, it's all ages.
Yes. So,
and I think having someone support someone around their own age,
yes,
I think will benefit.
Yeah.
Definitely.
I would imagine so.
Fingers crossed.
Well, thanks so much for coming and sharing a little bit of your journey during National Palliative Care Week, and all the best with that volunteering. It'd be really good to check in with you a little bit down the track, because we had a nurse in here yesterday, palliative care nurse in here from GV Health, and she's been doing it for many years. She had some amazing insights to share and her experience with it, and how these experiences really stay with you.
Yeah, it does. It's going to be a mental challenge, I think, at times for me, depending on the situation of the person. But
yeah, I would imagine it'd be a mental challenge for anyone, a little bit confronting.
Yeah.
But if you really see the, you know, be really rewarding, see the difference you can make as well.
Exactly.
Thank you so much, Tasha, for coming to talk to us this morning. Tasha has received care from GV Hospice Care, and we're talking about palliative care this week during National Palliative Care Week. You're on 1FM Live and Local.
It's Mum's birthday this week. I must grab her a card and prezzy. What should I get?
Go to Focus Cards and Gifts at the Fryer Street end of the Maud Street Mall. They have a huge range to choose from.
Aren't Council redeveloping the mall?
They are, but all of the shops are still open and the works are fenced off. It will look great when it is all done.
Okay, let's get down to Focus Cards and Gifts. I'll check Google for their opening hours.
Yep, they're open now. Let's go. It also says they take ZipPay, Amex and most other cards. Mum's birthday prezzy is sorted.
Station sponsor.
Have you ever wanted to hang your TV? Would you like to look at the TV on the wall and have that picture frame look? Or are you worried the kids might tip over the TV and hurt themselves? Then hang your TV. That's right, hang your TV. Jason's TV are TV wall mounting specialists, and we can hang your TV. We can even supply quality TV mounts and hide all the cables. So if you want to hang your TV, then Jason's TV are waiting to take your call, because we hang TVs. 0403 688 666.
Station sponsor.
Station sponsors McNamara Real Estate are now servicing the entire Goulburn Valley area. Our proud local family-run business is pleased to offer you a comprehensive service that comes with decades of local real estate experience between our team, and is the region's best value agency, offering the area's only all-inclusive capped price commission rates. That's right, capped price commission. So if you're considering selling your home, please contact McNamara Real Estate on 5831 6405. That's 5831 6405. Or visit us at mcnamararealestate.com.au.
This is John Painter
and Craig Stott
from 1FM's Sport and Road.
Central Tyre Service is now your Goodyear Auto Care Centre.
With on-farm tyre servicing,
computerised wheel alignment and balancing,
complete front-end alignment and brake repairs,
and a full range of automotive batteries.
There's not a lot the friendly staff at Goodyear Auto Care can't do.
Servicing the Goulburn Valley since 1952.
Central Tyres, now Goodyear Auto Care, can be found at 117 Wellsford Street, Shepparton.
Phone 58 219 555.
Station sponsor. You've been listening to a 1FM podcast.